Greetings, fine people of Toranoth. Whether you reside in the vales of Westhaven, the forests of the Evergreen Valley, or the avenues of the Three Cities, it is my pleasure to address you all as inhabitants of the world. Thanks to our well-placed contacts, this message should be reaching every corner of the continent. My name is Seraphon, and until today, I was merely an ambassador, a voice of the underworld. But through patience, hard work, and negotiation, I have at last ascended to my rightful position. Over the past several weeks, many among you have fretted over the fate of your Valmontine brethren. Please allow me to dispel any lingering doubts. The people of that land are safer than ever. However, the stalled, incumbent state no longer serves their best interests. The citizens of Valmont clamor for change, for prosperity, for bounty beyond measure. Thus, its former peers have, in the twilight of their wisdom, signed over all powers temporal and metaphysical to my new parliament. By majority vote, the Grand Republic of Valmont has been permanently dissolved. In its place will rise the Archduchy of Ikoria, the 10th Circle of Hell. No more will the citizens of this storied nation need to labor under the weight of its history. The so-called chivalric orders were heroes of the land once. Sadly, they lost their way. Now, these outdated, dogmatic crusaders safeguard an age whose values are long extinct. My first executive legislation as Archduke is to deconsecrate the orders and replace them with 6 ducal ministries, each helmed by an expert with centuries of job experience. Please, allow me to introduce the proud faces of Ikoria's new governing council. Lazad, Minister of Commerce. Zeral, Minister of the Interior. Istris, Minister of Information. Volganoth, Minister of Armed Forces. Morana, Minister of Foreign Affairs. Obrox, Minister of Public Health. Working together, each of these titans will usher in a bright new future for Ikoria and the world. Look past our countenances, friends, for we are not lawless beasts apt to break bond or covenant. This I freely vow before all. No citizen of the 10th Circle will do harm unto any foreigner without due provocation. As Archduke, it is my fondest hope for cordial relations with our neighbors. The sharing of culture and trade is something the sons and daughters of the Pit have been unable to truly enjoy. Yet we live here now, among you. We want only a place to call our own, a home for fiends on Toranoth. The laws of the Hells may apply, but all are welcome nonetheless. Let Ikoria be a safe haven for all those who hail from the lower plains. Better yet, join our ranks and earn a place of prestige in our shared sanctuary. Lastly, I speak to those poor expatriates that have fled the gentle hand of our governance. Live not your years in exile. As you left Valmontine. But as you return Ikorian. There will be no retribution. Quite the opposite, in fact. You will be fated for your bravery, I promise you. Take the first step, and you'll see what we plan to show the world. That the 10th circle of hell is here to stay, and our mission is one of peace and plenty for every soul. You have nothing to fear from us. Thank you all for listening. My ministers will be in touch. Long live Ikoria!